They're heroes in the half shell, and they're green.
Hey, get a grip.
When the evil shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut them no slack. Raphael is cool, but rude.
Give me a break.
Michelangelo is a party dude.
Welcome one and all, once again, to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 182. We come to you from the curious sights of the New York City sewer systems, joined this week by Sam.
Hello.
And Justin.
Hey.
Did you hear the news?
No, what's the news?
Four green turtles heard the news, turned to mutants by an ooze, found by a rat, not... Damn it, okay. Anyhow, this week we're talking about...
I almost hit the disconnect button right there.
This week we're talking about Ninja Turtles, partially because the, I don't want to say Michael Bay. I feel like everybody uses Michael Bay. He's not actually involved in the film in a level that you would consider this. I think the term people have used for them are Bay Turtles, but the new Ninja Turtles, it's, I really hate the name because there's an actual Ninja Turtles movie, and then you can't shorten it because there's an actual TMNT movie as well. And you can't just say Ninja Turtles because it's a broad thing, but there is a Ninja Turtles movie that came out this past weekend. And we figured it'd be a great time to get the Ninja Turtles as a history. I mean, I believe this is also their 30th year anniversary as a property, which is really impressive. Let me think about it.
Has it really been 30 years?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
1984. Yeah, it's, I mean, I have to say, it is an absolutely, I don't know if it's one of those success stories you write about. It's one of those stories you probably don't tell people about.
Because what are you talking about?
The Ninja Turtles. It basically was a joke between two friends who were like, you know, they were comic fans and they were making fun of the comic tropes of the time. And somehow their in-joke turned into this global phenomenon. And it's a success story in the sense that you love for that to happen, but the chance of that being, like, replicated anytime soon? Like, in theory, when you break down the franchise, the notion that you have four humanoid ninjas, not humanoid ninjas, ninjas are humans, humanoid reptiles, turtles in this case, who become ninjas, being trained by a rat, who, depending on the version you read, is either a human who turned into a rat, or a rat who studied his former master's kung fu style and somehow mastered it, and was able to not only master
Excuse
kung fu...
Excuse you, he found a book about martial arts in the sewer.
We'll get to that in a second. Because that one took the cake for me. I don't ask me why I went with a rat learning martial arts from his master by mimicking it in his cage when I was younger. But the fact that a rat found a book of martial arts in the sewers, read up on it, and became an expert all in the span of like 15 years.
You realize this makes no sense.
No, not at all.
Of course not. Where did you start with four mutant turtles living in a sewer and you thought the rat learning martial arts makes no... That's what breaks the line for you?
No, it doesn't break the line for me, but, I mean, that's the point. It's like, this franchise has come so far, like, it's really hard to say, like, what, like, okay, now you've gone too far, because the entire premise starts off as, this is hokey. But, you know, like I said, when I was a kid, I accepted that Humato Yoshi was, the last thing he touched was a pet, was a rat, and that's why he turned into Splinter, and... Either that, or he was Humato Yoshi's rat, and he earned kung fu that way, and then he grew into a giant humanoid rat or whatever. But this, I don't know why. I thought the book stuff was kind of weird and hokey. But again, Ninja Turtles, so you have to go with it. There's really, like you said, you can't really complain. There's really nothing, like you can say, oh, this is stupid. Like, then you have to question your entire love of the franchise.
I wouldn't call this a love, really. Sort of like,
Well, I guess that will be our starting point, then. How were you first introduced to the franchise?
Ah, I want to say it was Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. I think I watched that at my cousin's house, and I remember being so into it. I asked him if I could, like, borrow the tape, and I just kept watching it over and over and over and over again.
So you knew the ninja rap in order to the moves that went with
nah,
it.
Nah, I don't watch that part. That part sucks.
That's the climax of the film, though.
Yeah,
I know. I skipped that. Well, okay, I didn't dance along with it, but I was just kind of like, cool. But I was in it more for the action, which now reflection looks really stupid.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think it actually holds up really well.
Well, the thing is,
movie
at some point,
the action for what it is, as far as like four dudes in giant rubber suits trying to do kung fu.
Okay, yeah, you can definitely appreciate that somebody in a suit had to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's not the raid or anything like that as far as action goes.
Now it feels weird how they like had to like not use their weapons because parents were complaining.
Yeah, I've always found that funny because, as an aside, the weapon that parents found most dangerous, and I think we've had this discussion before, you would think it would be the guy wielding the two swords, which are really sharp, or the guy.
I want to guess. Was it Michelangelo's?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Parents had the. I think it's because they felt that kids would hurt themselves with nunchucks more. I guess
right,
you can.
Right, but totally not with sharp objects that, you know.
I guess because parents assume kids wouldn't get Japanese swords, and I honestly don't even know you buy size at. I assume
they
have some store, but
I don't know. They have some at random stores. I went to a store once in St. Louis. They had like all these types of swords. They had the freaking Legend of Zelda sword there in the shield.
That sounds like a specialty store, though.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Yeah, like, I don't imagine you're going to get many kids, but nunchucks you could probably find more often. I think that, you know, they're also kind of, they're safer weapons to have around for self-defense and stuff like that. But yeah, in the Europe.
Yep, if any guy broke into your house, you'd have to hit them away with nunchucks.
Get away, stop it.
But yeah, in the European version of the cartoon, they replaced his nunchucks with a graphene hook. They considered it the most dangerous weapon, so his was replaced, and eventually his got replaced over here in the later seasons, but most people don't pay attention to it by the time the show hits, like season 5 or 6. What about you, Sam? How were you first introduced?
Pretty much the same way as Justin, actually. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 at my best friend's house. We watched that movie a lot as kids. I don't even know if I liked it that much, but he did. So, we watched it a lot.
I have to ask, were you best friends with Justin?
No, I was not. I've never been to Kansas. Well, that's not true. I drove through Kansas City when my navigation system gave me very terrible directions on how to get from Houston, Texas to Los Angeles.
My cousin isn't white, so...
You never know.
This cousin definitely is not white.
You never know.
No, the cousin who I, like, spent most of my childhood with and who I remember seeing was white. That makes sense.
You never know.
From what I can tell, no one in our family is white.
You never know. I guess I am a bit older than you two, so my experience is a bit different. I don't think there is any kid of my generation, of my that span between, like, 80, what... Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think there's any kid who's born between, like, I want to say, at least from, like, I would say from, like, 80 to maybe 88, who weren't a huge Ninja Turtles fan. I mean, it's kind of getting to that point now with kids, the new Ninja Turtles show, but Ninja Turtles is huge at the end of the 80s, early 90s. I mean, it was, like, you couldn't avoid it. I mean, it was the perfect show for little boys. Growing up, I mean, you get the kung fu action, there's four of them, so you and your friends can be all of them, or in my case, me and my siblings. You all got to pick a favorite one, you all had to, you know, you could pick, everybody had a distinct personality, so you could tell them apart, they were color-coded. This was before Power Rangers.
Michelangelo.
No, not everybody picks Michelangelo. Michelangelo is my personal favorite.
Michelangelo sucks.
You shut your mouth.
Whatever. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm obviously the Michelangelo of our group, so by that I feel offended.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Well, of the four turtles, the one that...
Okay, of the four turtles, Michelangelo is, like, the third best.
Okay. I was just saying assign the turtles to us, but, you know, that works too.
I am curious where you would fit Justin.
For Justin? I don't... Well, if I've already taken Michelangelo, I don't know.
I've had this conversation with friends before in high school.
And what did they usually assign you?
I'm not telling you that.
You have to now. You brought it up.
I'm not doing
was
that.
Was it Venus?
Was it who?
Venus.
No, I don't even think we knew who Venus was.
Who is Venus? I don't know who Venus is.
We do not talk about Venus.
Well, we have to now. You brought it up.
Venus was from the... Oh, yeah, I have Action Ninja Turtles TV show, Next Mutation. She's the only female Ninja Turtle.
That's not real.
That is.
That's not real.
Nope, that's not a thing.
Like you haven't seen her, the character. We're just like, nope, this didn't happen.
Yep, I see why that's not a thing.
That's why we don't talk about it.
Fair. Okay, but, you know what? I trust you now. I'm sorry for asking.
But Justin... You did not answer the question. What were you usually dubbed in high school? I mean, there are no wrong answers with Ninja Turtles.
I don't know. I feel like talking about it.
So you're just not... Okay, Raphael, so
I'm, aren't you?
No, Justin's not close to Raphael.
Hey, you want a bet?
You can't even pretend to be a tough guy.
I'm told I'm pretty angry like Raphael, actually.
No, I would say Donnie. I think Donnie gets a bum rap
but rude.
That's
Raphael.
That's what he's saying.
And Raphael. No, he's not. I was going to say Raphael's kind of.
I get pretty rude sometimes. I get sweary sometimes.
Yeah, I was about to say, they kind of did away with his cool but rude and just gave him an attitude. He's always.
Yeah, he's never really cool. He's just.
Oh my god. He's kind of like really violent in the 2012 TMNT.
He's always super violent.
No, but the violence is like really heightened more in the new cartoon. Because he's always punching something.
Yeah, he's also found in the TMNT, the CG cartoon. I mean, he becomes, not the cartoon, the movie. He becomes a Batman type character to beat up.
Well, yeah, it wasn't like punching people in 5 minutes like Wrath in 2012 does.
Did y'all see the newest one, by the way? Have y'all seen that yet? Okay, good. Are we going to get to that? The newest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, obviously.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see it, so you can talk about all you want. I know some things.
I mean, it's Hosh's fault.
Yeah, right, you're not gonna,
It's Ninja Turtles taking on Shredder again. I mean, it's not a surprise.
Okay.
It's like saying next year there's a Superman movie.
So do you want to just jump into that? Because I feel like that's the big old elephant in the room here.
Sure, let's do it.
Alright, Earl, what'd you think of it? I'd like to hear what you think first.
I enjoyed it. I thought it had its problems. I think the biggest one is that it's an April movie for the first half, and it goes nowhere.
Yeah, that was a little annoying, seeing no Ninja Turtles for the first 30 minutes of the movie.
I didn't even mind that so much as, like... Well, I mean, part of it is kind of neat, because they're ninjas, so they show up, but you don't see them.
Sure.
But I meant more like the whole stuff with Channel 6, where it's like this huge sub shot for like the first half an hour where she gets fired, and that's pretty much it for that sub shot.
Sure. You have to admit that, well, never mind. What's his name? Dang it.
Vern?
No, the actor. The guy actor.
Will Arnett.
Yes, is great in everything he's in, and I think he's fantastic in this, too.
Yeah, but yeah, the whole thing, like Whoopi Goldberg and like her trying to explain
why
it.
Why
is
she doing this?
They could have cut that entire stuff and nothing would have been hurt.
Yeah.
And the stuff with her roommate as well. The stuff with her roommate was just like one. It was like for one joke.
Two jokes. To be fair, I did like the jokes in the movie. Like I laughed a lot more than I expected to.
Yeah, I enjoyed the humor, especially from Mikey.
Yeah, and I thought.
Because I've seen a lot of people complain about his crush on April. I actually kind of thought it was funny. I think Justin was the one who tweeted that you heard it was kind of done in a creepy...
Who?
I thought it was the Mikey April crush.
I saw a review and it made it sound like it was really creepy, especially given how large the turtles are. And
in the
2012 cartoon, Donna has like little crush on April. It gets kind of weird at points.
Well, I don't think the crush itself is weird. I think the notion of them ever getting together, which we know they don't, because
April, as long as you don't think about it too hard.
Well, that's the problem. I do think about it too hard.
Well, I mean, if you spend your time thinking about humans and turtles getting it on, that's your own problem.
No, not like that. Just like sometimes. But sometimes, like the show, and apparently, according to some people, the movie like played a little bit too hard on the creep factor a little bit.
I think sometimes what's missing is the fact that they are 15 years old for the most part. They are pretty much in that hormonal driven phase of teenagehood, and there are no female turtles. And April's like the only woman they come in contact with, so it makes sense that one of them, if not all of them, would develop a crush on her in some capacity. Right. I mean, you mentioned the Donnie April stuff, but the Io and Karai stuff is there as well. It's probably not played up as much, but it's pretty much shown that he has a thing for her, even if it's kind of more of a mutual respect.
Yeah, but he also doesn't stalk her and try to like claim her a little bit.
You haven't seen the movie,
I'm talking about Donatello.
Yeah, I can see it, but yeah, I think it's played for laughs, especially in this movie, because it is played for laughs. Like, the last scene in this film is him singing a love song to April out of the turtle van, which is an awesome way to end the movie. Actually, the final scene is funny, too, with them on the board.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are generally a lot of good moments in
here. I like the movie, that's what I was getting to, at least. I enjoyed it. I don't know. I'd even call it, well, maybe not. Sure, good is a way to describe it. It's not great, but good is a word
tolerable
to describe it. No, I think the reviews are too low, to be honest. It has a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I think that's just people's anti-Michael Bay boner.
I think it's part of that, and I think part of it is, and you know, I think part of it is partially what people expect from a Ninja Turtles film. Where it's a hard thing because it is a children's franchise, and I went with my friend who's a dad, and he kind of came out. He enjoyed the film, but he was also saying like some of it is a bit too extreme for kids, and I can kind of see that because there are some
really Raphael's is going to kick somebody's ass, right?
Yeah,
I thought that line was a little out of character for a kids movie, but.
But yeah, there was some of that stuff. But overall, I enjoyed the film. I would recommend it to people. But you know,
is it supposed to be a kids movie at this point with Michael Bay directing it? And I always figured it was targeting.
He's
producing
it.
That's what people keep thinking he's directing it.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is like Ninja Turtles is a weird franchise because you know, kind of going back to the origins like we mentioned before, it was started as a parody of the early '80s grim dark movement in comic books, stuff like Frank Miller's writing with Daredevil, and then he would eventually go into the Dark Knight, and you know, obsession with aliens and stuff like that. So it was intended to be a more mature comic, and that's kind of reflected in the first movie. As Justin kind of mentioned, parents got upset with the first movie, which is how we end up with Secret of the Ooze, where they couldn't use their weapons in any of the fight sequences.
They used
the
guitar with the blue thread like into the shack, which was awesome.
And it's one of those franchises. It's weird because while its origins is comic book, its popularity came from a kid's cartoon. So it's very Tony. It's always been that clash because it's... Anyhow, going back to where we were then, it's hard to say what Ninja Turtles is aimed for right now, and I think that's because, I would say it's a kids movie because the popular thing right now is the show on Nickelodeon, and that's, I don't want to say that's where you aimed at kids because it's a show that's smart enough to have a wide range, but it is a kid safe cartoon.
Basically, it's aimed at kids, but it's not using that as an excuse to talk down or be lazy to them.
Yeah, and I feel like Ninja Turtles has never really done that, but I do feel like it's one of those franchises where, because at this point, like I said, it's 30 years old, it's one of those points where it's a franchise that people who grew up with can share with their kids, and it's always kind of been welcome to newcomers because it's always been rebooted. I mean, this is the third movie incarnation of it and the third animated series based around it. So, and I guess the best thing about that is that they're not connected, so you don't have to watch the Nickelodeon cartoon to enjoy the movie, and you don't have to watch the movie to enjoy the cartoon. And if you like the cartoon, you can enjoy the movies for different reasons, or if you hate the movie, you don't have to worry about it affecting your opinion of the cartoon, or anything of that sort. Though, getting back to the movie, I remember two other problems I have with it. One problem I kind of got over throughout, you know, we knew about it ahead of time. I don't like the turtle designs at all. They are ugly, ugly.
I think the way someone described them best was that they look like those things you see occasionally in the sidebars of websites where it's all like, what if this cartoon was realistic looking? And that sort of seems the, like the pathway they took to designing the turtles in the movie.
Yeah, it was kind of sad because
See, that bugged me for 10 minutes, and then I stopped caring, if that makes sense.
I thought
they were cool, because I thought it, like, really helped differentiate them.
I mean, not their appearance. I'm talking about, like, I guess mostly it's their face. Like, they're huge.
They are too big. I agree with that.
Dude, they're freaking enormous. Aren't they, like, 8 feet or something?
Something like that. And they barrel through people.
And they straight up kill people too, which is funny. I mean, there's obviously a guy or two that's dead if you watch that movie. Like a guy gets thrown into a train window.
That's the one that I keep seeing, like, the commercials. Like, I think it's, like, Donatello Raphael just, like, throws someone straight through.
Yeah,
like,
it's funny because
train window.
Yeah, but then you cut
it's like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, you cut to all the people, and the people are all tied up. Like, you think, oh, man, they messed them up, and they're all tied up and, like, bound together. But then you remember that.
Yeah. Me and my friends, because some of them, like, even the ones who didn't go through the train, like, some of the force that they hit them against the wall.
Oh, yeah, there's also that, like, one part of the commercial show where it's, like, someone, like, makes, like, a dent in the wall and, like, and breaks some of the stone.
Yeah, no, those guys are dead. Yeah. I thought that's
I kind of got over the designs and the pre-marketing stuff. So it was still kind of like when they did the close-up of their faces or whatever. That was the other thing was Karai. I don't even know. She was named once in the entire movie. She had no real purpose. Mm-hmm. Karai, the Asian woman.
Oh yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
And who was the joke? I legitimately didn't remember what her name was.
No, because they name her once in the entire movie, and it's in a hush. It's when Shredder's saying that goodbye, I think, at the factory when he's even the turtle. He says, "Cry, you don't feel me again," or something like that. And that's it. That was the only reason I was like, oh, is that Karai? Because Karai's supposed to be his daughter, this cat gas thing. And it's like, oh, okay, whatever.
So it's and sort of like Felicia Hardy in the new Spider-Man movie, how she's if they didn't name drop her, you wouldn't really know it was her because she isn't that important to the movie to be in anyway.
It's like you, girl.
She isn't that important to the movie? Well, she's kind of important. To kind of backtrack, she in this movie she eats the foot, or it seems to imply that she eats the foot, not the Shredder. And you could tell it's Karai because it's an Asian woman with black hair that has, like, the purple or blue dye in the front. So, like, as a fan, I'm like, oh, is that Karai? But they never name her. So it's like one of those, like, why include her if you're not going to make, like, she's a major part of their universe. Why include her if she's going to be a background player? It's literally like they're trying to say, okay, we had two females on screen. Are you not happy now?
Yeah, and she got zero character development at all. But.
At all, absolutely none. She doesn't do anything.
Nope.
Yep. Didn't you also say that she was some, like, 40 in this movie?
Oh, she was. Yeah, I think the actress playing her is like 44 or something like that. And yeah, I think I brought her up because one of my favorite scene in the whole movie is the snow chase. That's a phenomenal action sequence.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I'm pretty sure everybody on that chase is dead as
well.
Well, I mean,
I mean, Raphael just, like, slammed into one of the trucks while people were in it, so they're probably dead.
Oh, those people probably had it better than the people who flipped off.
Oh.
I don't know what laws of science about it, but somehow Donnie's able to flip an entire armored truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and using a staff?
Yeah.
Yeah, shooting the staff and sticking it in the snow.
I mean, again, you're not expecting, it, you know, any sort of realism, but yeah, that was pretty ridiculous. But they nailed the characters. I know that's what all the reviews say, but it's true. They got the characters right for the four turtles, and it's funny, the banter between them and their relationship.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people were wishing there was more of that and less of stuff like April O'Neil, Channel 6
sure.
News stuff. Or, and I kind of understand why, and apparently this is kind of how it is in the new comics, but I also hate how everything's tied together so perfectly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. Let me guess.
Go on.
Okay, so I'm going to say that the turtles were pets of April's, and one day Sheila dropped them down to or something or freed them because it also had something to do with her father, who was working with William Fichtner, and they were trying to create super soldiers with the Shredder.
Pretty close.
Something close.
Yes!
Pretty close. A few plot points are off, but that's, yeah.
That's pretty much the gist of it. It's like pretty much everything revolves around April.
To be fair, at the very least, Megan Fox wasn't awful in that role.
I actually enjoyed having April in this film. I was surprised
sure.
by that.
Fox wasn't awful.
She wasn't great or anything.
I think because if you go back and watch the older Ninja Turtles movies, April doesn't really have much of a presence, and I felt like Megan Fox did.
God, that's not a statement that I ever expected to agree with, but...
it also helps that I think she's the hottest April, because the other two were
there's another hot April who's not actually officially an April.
I think you're thinking of a very different April O'Neil.
But if they cast her, that'd make for a very different Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, I am.
I think it already makes for a very different Ninja Turtles movie.
Sorry,
okay, as far as films that most people will see in a theater.
You can see that in a theater, too. You just have to know which one to go to.
I said most people would see in a theater.
You just have to, like, clean your feet up afterwards and, like, not let anyone know you walked in.
Make no eye contact. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I mean, I'm not, but...
No. Anyhow, I mean, real quick, as we try to clean up Justin's mess, James, what was your first experience with the Ninja Turtles?
It was like 2002 or so. My friend, just when I was spending the night over his house one time, we watched, I think it was the third movie, and played the Turtles in Time video game on Super Nintendo. And I think that weird combination of one of the best incarnations and one of the worst sort of ended up keeping me away from the franchise for a long time.
Oh, so you weren't like these two who had their friends sit them down and watch Secret of the Ooze over and over and over again.
Yeah, I chose personally to watch Secret of the Ooze over and over and over again. My cousin's house, we watched it once.
Who be loose, sir? We lost Earl, didn't we? No. Oh.
Did we?
Maybe.
Nope.
Oh, no. Earl's my favorite one. Damn it.
And then James?
I'm here.
Okay. I heard the bleep bloop, so okay. Anyway.
Yeah. This is going to be fun to edit. but yeah, I honestly speaking, I have not seen Ninja Turtles 3 in years.
I remember being not good.
Yeah, I don't remember it, and I think that's the sign of... That's all I really need. Like, I know they go back in time, I know they did the Scepter, and I think Raphael, Michelangelo, has a girlfriend in the past.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's what I remember. It's like, Michelangelo...
That's pretty much the gist.
Michelangelo, like, back in time somehow. And I would say the dude from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 is there as well. Maybe.
I don't know. I honestly, it's one of those... And I was supposed to watch it, and I keep on putting it off. And how far we do it sometime soon, because I do want to put back the box set where it belongs. But yeah, it's one of those, like any good franchises, Ninja Turtles hit its snag. Like I mentioned before, the original cartoon kind of petered out around season 5 or 6. I don't think most people could tell. Like, whenever you mention to people, like, it moved to, like, a different network, and it had Red Sky, and they got rid of Shredder and Krang, like, what? Granted, you folks probably don't care.
Yeah,
you don't
nope,
get that
don't
anyhow.
Even.
I don't think I was
seen,
even a,
seen,
a fetus at that point, so.
I've seen part of it, and it sucked.
I actually like the Red Sky stuff. It was
I mean,
a different
I mean, the series in general. Sucked.
Oh, the original series 3 does not hold up well. As a fan of it, I love it. As I love it for what it was, but I can't watch it anymore. It's really just, it's like one of those shows I could probably watch one episode a week, if that. I'd rather preserve my memory of how awesome it was as a kid. But yeah, and then, you know, like, then, you know, we had Secret of the Ooze, and then we kind of had that period in the mid-90s where the franchise kind of died down, and we got stuff like Next Mutation, and we got Ninja Turtles 3, and that's kind of where the franchise imploded and died out for, like, 7 or 8 years. And then you got the 2003 cartoon on Fox, which was more in line with the original comics and stuff like that. And I to me, that is still the best version of the Ninja Turtles.
Which ones?
The 2003.
I remember that
series.
One. I did like that one.
Yeah, I watched a little
watched
bit of
it after school every day.
Yeah, I remember liking the theme song a lot.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yep.
One, two,
but
three,
I can
remember
the entire song.
Tear it.
Turtles count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Turtles. Chain reaction.
Turtles slipping underground. Turtles.
Ninjutsu action.
Turtles.
Stab at a time. Shut up.
One.
Turtles wage their battle to destroy the evil force. That was the theme song to Thundercats, actually. I apologize for that.
No, that was Godzilla, fool.
You're all hurting me so much right now.
I was almost done. That wasn't my fault.
Oh, no, I know. I didn't tell him how. He nailed it, though, with the Transformers transition. I got
James, you're fucking dick.
I am the master of derailing.
Anyway.
But yeah, and then that show got really weird because they went to the future and then they went to
the
past.
The future stuff was awesome for a season, and then it got really weird.
And then the show died down in, what, 2009 or so? In between then, we got the CG movie, which is... I don't know why the CG movie never got a sequel. It actually did well at the box office.
It was good, too. And the actors felt more appropriate.
Yeah, and the only thing I hate, and this is the same problem I have with... It's the only time they do non-Shredder villains, they decide to do something completely original instead of pulling from the vast library of Ninja Turtle villains. Like, I mean, granted, it's probably really hard to pick any of them seriously. Like, I don't know if a Rat King movie would do that well with people or something like that. But, you know, like, somebody mentioned, like, the Triceratons. Like, it would be awesome to see Ninja Turtles versus Dinosaurs on the big screen. That would be a badass movie.
Sure.
Metalhead, the other head.
What's his name? Spike? No, Slash.
Slash. Bebop and Rocksteady is always a personal favorite. The Krangs. I mean, granted, some of those, again, it's really hard to say they're really weird when you're starting premises that you have. Talking turtles who can
well, yeah,
manage
but I
it
think
to.
The Rat King is on, like, the low end of the spectrum, while, like, Brain People from Another Dimension is probably on the high end.
You say yeah. that, but we, like Marvel just made how much money on a movie where there's a blue
talking
guy
raccoon.
With like a mohawk and a talking raccoon in a tree. Like the talk.
To be fair, didn't
Ninja
Turtles
make
a decent bit of money too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
is now a movie beloved by mom. Is now like a character beloved by moms. So
yeah, but those are all kind of stuff we kind of. No, like you
nope.
kind. I mean, like yes, you don't have talking trees and right. raccoons, but we kind of know. Yeah, I'm not justified. I'm
yeah.
just saying. I do think that talking brains would be a step above
right.
that, especially being when they're not being played up for heroes. But
oh,
people
they,
accept on
the
TV
the,
show.
The crank, I hope they do. If they do the crank, I hope they do the crank speak.
I hope they do not. That has gotten so annoying on the TV.
It's really funny.
it has it's so old. Speaking? I said it was
like Krang is going to the place that Krang is directed to the Krang of a Krang.
Oh man. Yep, that sounds great. I hope they keep that.
I know.
That yep, that's required now. I was surprised they didn't tease anything for a sequel in that movie. And
I was happy with that.
I didn't
actually.
Say I was mad about it. I was just surprised they didn't do it.
Actually, I thought they did tease something, but I wasn't 100% sure. Because when spoilers, I guess, when Shredder falls to his doom, like he has part of like the canister in his hand, and it looks like some of it.
Well, okay, yes,
him.
But he grabs some of it. But
sorry,
what is yeah, what's going on here?
Man,
he's playing the Krang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Even though I heard it a long time ago when I used to try to record music off of my computer for my voicemail. It's very hard. Recording stuff from another device is just terrible through speakers. It
yeah.
never comes
yeah.
out well.
It will always be awful, and that makes it perfect.
Use the piss out of me. Damn.
I'm just saying, because I could make it out because I know the Krang speak, but it's hard to pick up. But yeah, I mean, it's refreshing to have a summer movie where they're not trying to set up a franchise. I mean, granted, they are setting a franchise.
They're not trying to set up a franchise.
Yet.
They're not letting the setting up a franchise thing like be like an actual plot thing in the movie. It's not spending 20 like a 15-minute subplot setting up. Hey, we're doing a Sinister Six spinoff, and also Bebop and Rocksteady are showing up in part 3.
Yeah, something like that, where. I mean, Amazing Spider-Man 2 would be the ultimate one, especially the way they've moved the chessboard since that's come out, where like Amazing Spider-Man 3 is not out for 4 years.
And the Dirty Sisters, yeah. I guess the other one behind that would be like Days of Future Past, where while I did like the movie, it also felt like we have to get things in place and like figure out this continuity thing we've sort of thrown together at some point.
Well, I felt like Days of Future Past was the opposite problem, where Days of Future Past was like, we never actually intended for these franchises to merge, but this turned out popular, we had these old actors back, let's fix everything we did wrong.
Yeah, like, I have to imagine half the budget of that movie was just the paychecks for everyone, because you're like, oh, you even got to play Halle Berry for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
You have to pay them, like, believe what they're reading, be like, you want me to say this? What?
You have to pay Peter Dinklage to build purple death robots.
Sure. I mean, how much does Peter Dinklage command, though, to be clear?
How much is he worth?
Yeah, how much does he command in movies?
Oh,
he is worth whatever you pay, but actually probably not that much.
Wait, hold up. If we held up for ransom, how much do you think we could get?
I feel like we could get the SWAT team. That's probably what we get.
Yeah, that's worth something.
Assuming we can get Peter Dinklage. Actually, no. If a bunch of nerds were able to kidnap a prominent, like an actor,
yeah,
from
you
a
think they may have already
show,
done it already.
We'd probably end up on the Today Show. It's like, well, we'd still be in jail. So I'd be like, so you kidnapped Peter Dinklage?
You kidnapped
how?
One of the greatest current living actors of our time.
Yeah,
like,
you
it?
Are to, very overselling Peter Dinklage.
It's like how
I am a Peter Dinklage
off?
Fan,
yeah,
but to call him one of the greatest sure. actors of our time is a little bit of a
well, one of the greatest living. Living actors.
What's the greatest character?
Like,
yeah, you're still overselling him.
He's sort of a character actor where people will be like, oh yeah, it's that guy with that face.
Fine.
Like they'll know him by face, but they won't remember his name.
Fine, whatever. When he comes at you while you're taking a shit and shoots you with the crossbow.
Spoilers.
Be warned.
Yes. So technically speaking, nobody would have known it was poison until you mentioned it was poison because he didn't.
I don't know. See, you say no one knows it was spoilers, but obviously he's talking about Game of Thrones, right? Like I saw on Reddit the day after y'all seen Guardians of the Galaxy. By the way, before
yeah.
I say this,
yeah,
yes.
The day after Guardians of the Galaxy came out, somebody posted a comment that said, "We are Groot," and I'm like, "Come on!" If I didn't see the movie, that'd kind of be, I don't know, the fact that he says that ruins
a potential spoiler there.
Well, I mean. To be fair, if you hadn't seen the movie, you probably don't know that, though. You think he says, "I am Groot."
They said it in the trailer. And it was kind of common knowledge circling the internet that "I am Groot" is what Groot says the entire movie.
I know that's what he says, but I'm just saying that not everybody follows movies the same way we do, necessarily.
Yeah, apparently there are people who don't pick what movie they're going to go see until they get to the theater. Like I have a friend who works at the movie theater, and he said several times where people will get to the theater and be like, "All right, what should I see?"
To him,
and there's also people.
Yeah, to him.
There's also people other movie years before they come
that's
out.
True.
So who knows? Weird folks.
Yeah, those
out
people.
There.
What are you even doing with your life? You're not following movie news every second of every day.
But back to Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
I guess since we talked about the movie a bit, we could talk about the show, which is on a weird mid. I don't even want to say mid. I want to say 8-season hiatus. They did this last year as well, where they kind of stop right before the end of the season, and then they'll do the final season and just roll into the next season. So we're, I think, 4 episodes left in season 2. So what do you folks think of the cartoon series?
I like the first 2 episodes, and that's all I've gotten around to so far.
I haven't watched the new cartoon, and I guess I need to, because people say good things about it.
It is better than I thought it would be, because I think the first trailer did not interest me at all, just because more of the art style. But I think someone said this in reviews where it looked like it was from an old PS2 game, or an early PS2 game. But
you must have really prettier PS2 games than me.
Right.
No, it's actually really good, really solid, and it's got really nice fight scenes.
Yeah, I was originally down on it because, and I've said this before, I was originally down on Odyssey cartoons. I was down on Green Lantern as well, and technically, beware the Batman. I've been proven wrong time and time again about CG cartoons. I think the big difference between this and especially Beware the Batman is that they were smart enough to hide how empty the streets are, and I think that's one of my big problems with CG cartoons, is you realize how empty everything is because they can't afford to draw in extra background characters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But because Ninja Turtles tend to be on the rooftop or it's zoomed in closer to the action, you don't really notice that they're in New York City and there's nobody walking the streets ever. I know it's the middle of the night, but it's never that empty in New York City. I know. But they do a good job of hiding it, and they also do a good job with the art style of just making it really stylized where you don't really notice that a lot of it.
It's a nice mix of 3D animation or 3D CG and some anime influence as well.
Yeah. I have the anime within the show. I have the callbacks to the original show. The T-Cell theme song is the original theme song.
That one bit where Mikey's on a tattoo, he waves his hand, and it shows, his old face from the 80s series, and it shows his, current face.
Yeah, and I believe there was even an episode where they got to meet their oldest selves.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Which is really funny, because I believe, is it Donnie? Donnie's voice actor is originally Raphael's voice actor in the original cartoon.
Okay.
Rob Paulson?
That sounds like the guy from Fight Club. That's not a real person.
That's a real person.
Oh. Was he named after Fight Club?
Maybe.
I doubt it's 50-something.
You never know. Was he the inspiration for Fight Club?
No.
No.
Maybe?
Well, then.
You never know.
Yeah, right? Could be.
I mean, the guy doesn't know his voices. He probably has multiple personalities at this point. I'm sure you've all heard him in various things.
Yeah, sort of.
He was a voice.
He was in Pinky and the Brain.
He was in Animaniacs. I mean, to be fair, when you find out voice actors, you can pretty much, they've probably done 15 iconic roles apiece. Tara Strong is another one who...
I know who that is.
Everybody. Dude, that was a mind
Or
right
Frank
there.
Welker.
Frank Welker.
He was Megatron.
Who?
He was a Megatron, and he's also a
student. Oh, got it. Okay.
Sorry,
who's Megatron?
Yep, it was a really
he's
weird...
He's that toy robot who fights the blue toy robot.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's really weird finding out that, Ben 10 and Tina Turner voice for, this super hot person.
Well, that's a practice that they've gotten into. They used to do. I guess they still do. I think Bart
now
Simpson was also...
voice of Timmy Turner. Is Timmy Turner a terror star?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then there's some, and, like Bob's Burgers, where everyone's voiced by a man except
yeah.
for Louise.
I think that's funny.
Yeah, because I believe Ash Ketchum is also voiced by a chick. Yeah, because they find it easier to get a female to
sure.
do it.
That makes some sense. I see
yeah,
that.
Because,
prepubescent boy.
Mm-hmm. Because guys' voices
yeah.
get deep pretty quick. Or not deep,
yeah.
but they...
Yeah. But yeah, like you don't want to deal with puberty.
Yeah, that's what happened with the Amazing World of Gumball. They had to like, recast the actors, and they took like a year off.
Yeah, that... That also happened with Tim Drake on Batman. I think his voice actor started to crack, so they had to replace him. But yeah.
Yeah, the voice actor started to crack. What a weird... I know what you mean, but that's just a funny phrase to use.
Right. I think...
Yeah.
The man got too old. He started to show his age. So, nope, sorry.
I think the kid who plays Finn on Adventure Time is like one of the few male voice actors who like has to be replaced.
Huh.
Because Finn's intentionally set up to like age as with each season.
Yeah, I think we can maybe we will pin this for a future episode.
Talk about yeah, I guess Ninja
I would like that, but Ninja Turtles.
And I think it's an interesting. It is an interesting avenue, but yeah, Ninja Turtles. I'm trying to think. I mean, I guess you know.
I guess maybe the games for a bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, we might as well talk about the games. And here's my feet. There hasn't been any good Ninja Turtle games. I mean, that's pretty much
whoa,
the gist
of it. Ninja Turtles is good.
I'm talking about, I should say, it's Rick and
yeah.
What was the last Ninja Turtles game? Oh, wait, no.
I think it was the Smash Brothers knockoff.
Yeah. Oh, there was...
No, the last Ninja Turtles game was really the game that came out for the movie last week.
No? Wasn't there one, like, based on the cartoon that came out?
Yes, but the movie one came out just last week, so that was that's more recent.
There was a movie one?
Just
that
about it is the fact that it's a free Kinect game.
Oh.
No. That's the one before this one.
Another one came out?
That was incredible. Yeah, the 3DS one came out that's actually a free tie-in. It was the Kinect one that came out.
There was also a mobile one.
Yeah, there's a mobile one that came out. It was $4. I'm not going to try it. So those all came out around the past 2 months, and then at the end of last year they had Out of the Shadows, which is the only thing that has Ugly Turtles in the new movies.
Oh, dude, no one, nobody. Isn't that like one of three games that Activision signed on for?
I want to say
it's like three games, and I think that's the first one they've done. I don't know if the if the one based on the show counts.
Yeah, because this one, I mean, the whole, we'll get to, but yeah, this one was, it's like, oh, we don't know how to do a Batman Arkham system, but we're going to try anyhow.
Right.
At like, the worst knockoff of that engine.
Yeah, you
can
do a whole podcast about Arkham and the Arkham Asylum, like, combat leaking into other games and doing a poor job. Because that just seems to be...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of a, okay, we're done copying God of War, this is the new It.
Sure,
the,
yep.
Yeah,
action
that's
game.
Pretty much it, but nobody has been able to get it right, which is really weird. It's a very simple
system.
Well, yeah,
you think it's simple, but
yeah,
it really is that matter of knowing how to work it. Like, it's the same way that nobody's really been able to copy the Call of Duty shooting, or the, what's another good example? I guess the God of War combat would be another one that... seems super simple, but no one's really been able to duplicate it.
I think some people have been able to duplicate the God of War stuff more successfully. At least I feel like at least it doesn't feel as bad when you get it wrong.
Like the only real example of people like doing the Arkham combat successfully would be Sleeping Dogs and Remember Me. But as far as anything else, yeah, not good.
But even Sleeping Dogs limits it so much more compared to most other games because... Even then, you can pretty much just shoot most
people. Yeah, but I mean, like, before you get guns, though, you're basically just, like, doing...
Oh, yeah.
And even once you do, like, most of the time, you're not able to use guns, so...
Yeah, I feel like that's what works in the game's favor, is that it doesn't try to do as much as other games.
I think the big thing is that a lot of people just kind of assume that the Arkham engine's button mashy, and it's not. It's I mean, I guess the best example, and we're already on this tangent, it's the closest thing is like a rhythm game. You gotta find a groove and get to it.
TBR, Bat Revolution.
But yeah, I think a lot of people miss out on that, and I think that's what Ninja Turtles did too. And I felt so bad because I was like, no matter how bad this game is, I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. And three friends we're all gonna get it. So one friend buys it, the rest of us try to demo it, we're not gonna buy it.
Aw, poor friend, I've had that happen to me before with other games, but it always sucks.
Yeah, I keep on telling him that I'm gonna buy it because I feel bad, but I might buy it if it's cheap enough because I'm a whore for Ninja Turtles.
In 4 years, whenever it's $5 and the 4DS is out.
I'm a whore for Ninja Turtles.
But it's like a game for gold or something like that. Maybe I'll try it. And after that, they released the Ninja Turtles that was tied into the cartoon that was released only on the 360 and Wii, I believe. And that was, I heard it was better.
It was not good.
I said better.
I'd say like, you know, the Adam Shadows is like ass on crap. Well, this is simply not good.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I mean, you would think it would be a simple concept to get.
Remember that rumor? It was like around 2010, early 2011, that Rocksteady was gonna do like a Batman Arkham Asylum version of Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
what?
That was like 2000. That was like 2012, 2013. I'm pretty sure I have a Twitter list of that. I think I have a list called like True Believers or something like that.
I actually kind of like that rumor.
But yeah, it was started from the Paul Gale Network. Not that I hold any ill feelings toward the guy for starting such hurtful rumors that I want it to be true, but yeah, I don't forget something like that. It still pains me to this day.
One day.
Yeah. But yeah, that would have been awesome, but I guess somebody heard the rumor and they decided to make Out of the Shadow. So,
which is,
be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
What other Ninja Turtles things are there to talk about?
I don't know if
which one do you think had the best theme song?
I mean the original cartoon, probably.
What? No, get the hell out.
Yeah, but before we get there, James.
Yes.
Two questions for you.
Okay.
One. If you had to pick a Ninja Turtles for Justin, who would you pick?
Oh, yeah. Like which turtle?
Why don't we make James assign everybody a turtle?
Well, I was going to have him assign his own turtle.
So it's who would be who, logically?
Yes.
James, I swear to God.
well, see, logically, Justin, you're Donatello.
James, I'll kill him.
What the fuck is wrong with Donatello?
I'll kill you. No,
he's the lamest one.
No,
everybody knows
Donatello's
lamest turtle.
He's got the easiest weapon to, like, imitate as a kid, because it's really easy to find a stick.
And the easiest weapon to brand. So
plus, he's a nerd, and Justin is the... Justin is the most,
He's gonna beat you.
Well, obviously we all are here, but Justin's the one who seems the least socially adjusted of all of us. Like, the one who functions... I might be, like, right below that, but I'm also a snarky dipshit, so obviously I'm Michelangelo.
Wow.
And since Earl is the one running this thing, he is Leonardo. And since the only one left is Raphael, that means Sam is Raphael.
No, fuck that.
Justin's trying to act mad because he wants to be reassigned Raphael. Don't let him.
No, I am mad.
Everybody's kind of agree with you being Donatello. You should accept it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Donatello, he fucking sucks.
Look, I would be Donatello if I had as many skills as him, but since I don't, I have to be Michelangelo.
No,
I agree with Justin. Donatello sucks.
No,
Michelangelo is the coolest.
Donatello's the backbone.
Donatello's
the backbone.
Yeah, but you know who the backbone of the team is? Nobody knows. Like, in any team, the backbone of the team, nobody knows who they are. That's what the backbone of the team means.
Damn it, I just got disappointed when I remember turtles do have backbones. I was like thinking they were crustaceans for a second, but they're reptiles.
I was also going to say that Donatello was the one that most people picked as a kid in the video games because he had the longest weapon, which meant had the best range.
If it makes you feel any better, Justin, my brother also agrees that Donatello is the best Ninja Turtle.
James, I'm going to find you. I'm going to beat the piss out of you.
That's not what Donnie would do,
fuck what Donnie would do.
He's trying so hard to be Raphael.
Besides, isn't Donnie the one who gets to date April in the new show?
What?
What?
He is the one who is attracted to her.
Oh, okay. That's different than gets to date. Yes. Those are two very different things.
Strategy different in this case.
I was about to say, maybe on DeviantArt, if that's where you get all your Ninja Turtles news.
That is the only way I am aware of the Ninja Turtles continuity.
Do not look up
April. Okay, we are not going
to look up April.
No. We're moving on.
Do we have a worst of DeviantArt show one time where we each just buy the most... terrifying DeviantArt fan art we could find.
That would even make for a fun podcast, because you can't... You'd have to,
we could do it as a video show. We could do it. We're capable of doing a video show, right?
Don't look up April O'Neil on Tumblr.
Back to Sam's question. What is your favorite... And I'm going to be cheap here, because I already did my list, and you can find it on the website. I did the top 7 Ninja Turtles theme songs. And yes, there was more than 7 of them. There was, I believe, 8 or 9.
I asked the question.
Whatever, you all sound the same.
Wow.
Racist. Come on, Earl.
Yes, how are you racist?
Well...
If anything, this is the opposite of racist. It's being completely
giant. That's the racist argument. That's the most, I'm not racist argument ever, by the way.
I don't see color.
If anything, it's the opposite of racist. Yeah, okay. You know, often that argument's worked out for people.
Hashtag check your privilege.
Well, it worked out perfectly fine for me. You can't recall. I mean, anyhow, as Justin, Sam, whatever they want to call themselves.
Earl's about to say black people can't be racist. He's about to say it.
Oh, I do agree with black people. I've been in the car with my family members before. I know black people can be racist. We just can't be racist towards white people.
It's true. I'm pretty sure racism against me is physically impossible.
You're absolutely right. That was a Louis C.K. joke, how white people aren't offended by anything, I think. It is physically impossible to say something that will offend us.
Maybe they
should
be, but...
I always say, if you really want to see somebody's real cut, put them in traffic, and then you'll see how racist and sexist they
are.
Because they'll talk to you about Asian drivers and women drivers, and this person can't drive. Everybody has their stereotypes and their racist remarks when it comes to driving.
Absolutely, but nobody can hear you unless the one day you accidentally roll the windows down.
That's why I always leave the windows rolled down, so people always know the true scum I am.
That's what I said. Go in a car with somebody during traffic and you'll see their true colors.
I just imagine James, smoking a slinky, just a long drag out of a cigarette, touches his mustache, be like, Jesus, can't drive.
But you know who can drive? Donatello.
Can he?
Actually, I think Leonardo does show most of the drive. I don't know where they get the ice. I don't know where they get money from.
That is also true. Where do they get all the money?
How do they even know how to drive?
Splinter taught them.
Splinter found a book on how to drive.
Internet.
Well, to be fair, I guess they could practice in the sewers. They're not going to hurt anybody.
How do you get a car in the sewers?
The same way you
get a spaceship into the sewer in Predator 2. You fly it in through the big hole.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the other April O'Neil again?
Yes. Moving on, as we begin to wrap up, let's try to answer this music question.
Okay. Oh, best theme song?
It's
the original one, obviously, right?
I guess the better question would be, what is your favorite movie theme?
Just movie, period?
No, Ninja Turtles movie. The most famous one, as Justin kind of pointed out, was Ninja Rap. But there's also Turtle Power, and then recently we had Shell Shock,
I believe it was.
Everybody said that song was bad. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I didn't think it was bad, but then again, I have a high tolerance for novelty rap music.
You know what? It's inoffensive. How's that?
Well,
yeah,
that seems right.
Which is
not
the whole
that's exactly what you would expect of a rap song about it for a Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what I was going to say. It's in line with the rest of the songs from
the
franchise.
The lyrics make no sense.
But that's most of rap music today, anyway.
Oh, I know, but. Like,
what are you saying there, Sam?
Rap music lyrics don't make much sense. Have you ever listened to a 2 Chainz song? Go listen to a 2 Chainz song.
And
report back to me.
They might as well have had 2 Chainz in here.
They really, I'm a little disappointed he wasn't, now that you mentioned that.
Be like, 2 Chainz, you about to get shell shock.
Makes sense.
You know, more
lyrics to that song than I do, but...
Oh, no, it's just really weird, like, who they got to be in this. Because, like, Juicy J was in a Katy Perry song, and fucking Wiz Khalifa is Wiz Khalifa.
Sure. That reminds me of the Space Jam soundtrack. Where they got the Wu-Tang Clan to go sing the Monstar Anthem.
They got the Wu-Tang Clan?
Did they? Am I misremembering that? I feel like they got one of the people from Wu-Tang to sing that. I don't know. It definitely was Busta Rhymes. It was not...
This is amazing.
Anyway, Earl, what is your favorite Ninja Turtles song?
It's actually Turtle Power from the first film.
All right, then.
I'm a big fan of the 90s X-Men theme myself.
That is not. I was gonna ask. Did you? You said you the first film you saw was the third one. Did you ever go back and watch the first?
No, not yet.
So you've only seen the worst Ninja Turtles, but like the objectively worst Ninja Turtles movie.
I have also seen the CG movie, which I did like well enough.
Okay,
so
all right.
Yeah, so you've seen the worst Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah.
You think the CG one's the worst?
Yeah. Under-
no, come on.
So, on the bright... On the bright side, the franchise can only really go up for you.
Pretty much.
Well, no, unless you have Two Dudes Who Wrote Star Trek.
Okay, to be fair, I haven't seen The Next Mutation, so there is still a possibility of going down.
No, you don't have to watch The Next Mutation, trust
okay.
me.
Okay.
Trust
I believe you.
What's Next Mutation?
Yeah, we went through this already.
That's the one where they have, that's the TV show where they have the suits in the movie, but there's a female one.
Got it. Yep, that was right. Okay, well, you didn't describe that part. You just said female Ninja Turtle, and then I guess that's all you needed to say, to be fair. But
yeah. It's the only thing on Netflix though. Which is sad.
Oh, so the only thing they would bother selling them.
That is fine.
I guess so. But yeah, because if you have Canadian Netflix...
if you switch your IP address...
It's like a map from Canada.
Oh, no, you can just... I have a IP... Not, just like a little app on my Chrome. You can just switch between...
Would you say you have Canadian Netflix?
Okay.
I don't have Canadian Netflix. I only use it to access that Ninja Turtle documentary date.
Yeah, and I know they also have... They actually have a bunch of decent stuff on Canadian Netflix. They have the first 4 seasons of Community, the first 5 Fast and Furious movies.
Wait, what?
More importantly, they have Batman the Animated Series.
A couple other things that I like but aren't on American Netflix.
American Netflix kind of...
Yeah,
sucks.
I mean, I would recommend having that switch just so you can... Not just for Canadian Netflix, but also like European and other countries. Because you'll find a really great selection of Netflix stuff once you have access to all parts of Netflix.
Wait, does British Netflix have Orphan Black or something like that?
I think American Netflix has Orphan Black.
No.
Wait, they do? Hold on, let me check.
You can get Orphan Black on the BBC.
Okay, we can check after this. So I guess we can begin to wrap since we're all going to TechNexus random stuff now.
I mean, what do you think all the podcast is always anyway?
We'll be back
it's always they
week.
Set the timer I, for who derails it fastest.
It's usually Sam, but
this one was James, but it's fucking transplant.
We'll be back next week to talk about something. It could be we'll pull a rabbit out of our hat next week and see what's interesting.
That movie rabbits.
Mutant Ninja Rabbits.
Da 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 da. Transformers.
I think next week is kind of that weird. I guess it's the end of the summer because there's no real good movies in this.
We could do like a summer wrap up, maybe. So,
hello, there's planes.
I was.
Planes fire. No, let's all go watch Planes Fire Escape before next week.
Yeah, we could do a Planes Fire Rescue spoiler cast. Wait, does my theater still have it?
Yeah.
Imagine the SEO on that podcast. Yeah. We're the only people who have seen that movie and have podcasting.
I'd have to see the. I'd have to see the first change.
I never even saw
I don't
want to miss
the Instagram
I think
job.
The only thing still coming out in the summer are Box Trolls at the end of August. But other than that, Expendables 3 is the last one that I guess matters in any sense of the word.
And that's tomorrow.
And that's already
which
on the internet.
Which I've heard is actually the closest one to being a good movie of the
year. I liked 1, actually.
1 was not... 1 was
okay.
Well, 2 was bad.
You're hurting, girl.
We'll be back next week.
I want to point out that I successfully deleted every single bathroom in this.
Between me and my brothers, we all around if it's going down. It's just us, all for one. Yeah, you hearing right, our business done. We disappear into the night. Came up together, so we all down for the fight. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Family ain't nothing strong as that. And I'll be posted where the strong as that. Brothers by my side, city on my back. Real heroes, that's what the people want. They ain't born, gotta create them. Saying we gone soon as we save them. That's part of the plan. By my side, I'ma keep my brothers. Live or die, man, we need each other.
All for one, we fight together. Knock, knock, you about to get shell-shocked. All for one, we ride together. Knock, knock, you about to get shell-shocked. All for one, we fight together. Knock, knock, you about to get shell-shocked.
Shell shock. Knock, knock, you about to get shell shocked.